Hello, Riverside. It is good to be with you all again for this minister's moment. Encourage you to open your Bibles to 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verse number 15. We're going to be focusing on, let's start in 14, and it says, "But thanks be to God who always leads us in triumph in Christ and manifests through us the sweet aroma of the knowledge of Him in every place. For we are a fragrance of Christ to God amongst those who are being saved and amongst those who are perishing. To one, an aroma from death to death, to another, an aroma of life to life. And who is adequate for these things?" It is a good thing to be at Riverside Church of Christ, where together you and I are a fragrant aroma of our Lord and Savior. But this week, as you go out to HEB to buy your groceries, and because of the new HEB being built, everything is so jam-packed in there, and you've got to be around people, you're going to see people's faces, and their faces are going to say, "I'm anxious." That is a great opportunity for you to smile and for you to be that aroma of Jesus Christ to them. I hope that you have a fantastic week being just that. An aroma of our Lord and Savior in the knowledge. And that comes from John chapter 8, verse number 32. "You can know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." God bless you. I love y'all, Riverside. See y'all next week. Bye-bye.